Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameunawa. We're so glad that you're joining us today. When we start the day by doing meritorious things with our Kalyanamitta, like taking the precepts, chanting, and listening to the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma, then we know for sure that we'll have a good day. When the Supreme Buddha explained what a good day was, he said it's a day when you can practice his teachings. Even if the rest of the day seems bad, when we think back, we can still say that we had a good day because we practiced the Supreme Buddha's teachings. Today, we have a special show where one of the venerable monks will answer questions you have asked. Have you ever wondered if you need to come to the Poya program? If you already come to the Dhamma school every week? Or have you ever wondered how you need to act around the monks? Or how you can help monks? All these things will be discussed today. We'll also chant the Metta Sutta in Pali and English, so get your chanting book ready if you have one. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life. for rebirth in heaven and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo Buddhaya Bhante, weekly we go to school to the Saturday Dhamma school. But do we still have to go to the Poor Day program?
So, now some people, some parents, some children also think, you know, since they are going to a Dhamma school, it's not necessary to go to a Poor Day because they are going to the monastery 4 days a month. But on a Saturday Dhamma school, we are only observing 5 precepts and learning Dhamma just for 1 hour and meditating just for like half an hour, sometimes 20 minutes. But on a Poya day, it's an 8-hour program. Morning they learn Dhamma for 1 hour. Afternoon they learn Dhamma for 1 hour. Then there's a Dhamma discussion for 1 hour. In the morning they meditate for half an hour. In the afternoon they meditate for 1 hour. And there's Buddha Puja. It's a family day. All you can live with your mother and father under one roof. And then you can observe 8 precepts. On Saturday Dhamma school, you're observing 5 precepts. And the time that you have to get to spend with monks and with good children on a Poya day is more than in the Dhamma school. On a Poya day, you are following the lives of arahants. On a Saturday Dhamma school, you just follow 5 precepts. That's just a life of a layperson. So coming to a Poya day program is totally, extremely different than going to a Dhamma school that you go weekly.
Bhante, when we come for the Dhamma program and we are still sitting in the hall, do we create bad karma by not standing?
Now children, when you talk about respecting, now when if you are seated in the hall, if you are meditating, if you have closed your eyes, that is not relevant to you. But then if you are reading a Dhamma book, well, you can read the Dhamma book. But then especially, when a monk comes to the hall, to the Dhamma hall to preach Dhamma, you should respect that Sangha. Because he is coming to preach you the Dhamma. And he is observing, the monk or the nun is observing and protecting higher precepts. So in Mahamangala Sutta, Buddha preaches, Garavo cha nivato cha santutthi cha katang yuta kalena dhamma savanang etang mangala muttamang. So paying reverence to those who are worthy of reverence. Humility, contentment, gratitude, and the timely hearing of the Dhamma. These are the highest blessings. Now see, on the Poya day, for the previous questions, that is the timely hearing. So when you hear Dhamma in the proper time, you will be protected by that Dhamma. So those are qualities that you practice, taught by a Buddha. Now, garavocha nivatocha. So paying reverence to those who are worthy of reverence. So that is a time for you to respect the Sangha. When a monk is coming to a Dhamma hall, then when you come to offer dana, if monks are coming to the dana sala, you should stand and keep your palms together and worship. Even in the Dhamma hall, when you see monks, you should stand and take the palms together and worship. Pay homage. So that is just one sutta, that is Mahamangala Sutta, and there's another sutta called Chula Kama Vibhanga Sutta. This is in Majjhima Nikaya. There, Buddha preaches, here, some man or a woman is not respecting others, arrogant. He does not pay homage to one who should receive homage, does not rise up for one in whose presence he should rise up. Does not offer a seat to one who deserves a seat. Does not offer a seat to one who deserves a seat. Does not make way for one for whom he should make way. That means you should give way for the elders. And does not honor, respect, rever, and venerate. One should be honored, respected, revered, and venerated. Because of performing and undertaking such action, he is born in bad destinations. But if he comes to this human world for some merit remaining, what happens? He will be born in a low class family. He is reborn in low born. So this is the way that leads to low birth, namely one is obstinate and arrogant. So when you don't respect the ones who should be respected, that will lead you to be born in a cheap family who is not respected at all, in a lower class family. So not respecting others will lead you to be born in a poor family, in a low caste family, where that family is not taken care and not respected at all. So respect the monks when they come to you. And if you see them, now some children in the monastery, when they see monks, they worship. But if they see a monk outside the monastery, they pretend as if they have never seen a monk before. They pretend as if they do not know the chores. So even if you meet a monk outside the monastery, you should worship that monk. At least bow and worship. If you can't worship, if you can't place your knees on the floor in the ground, at least worship in some sort of way. Show some respect. Here some kids we have seen in the monastery, they worship. When we meet them outside the monastery, they don't know how to respect Sangha. So remember, respecting is not only in the monastery. Even if you meet monks in the monastery, outside the monastery, in the school, or at the supermarket, wherever you meet Sangha, that's a chance for you to develop and generate a merit that lead you to a higher destination and to be born in a higher class family where you can overcome a lot of sufferings in that way. You will have a good life when people respect you. They will listen to you. Now just imagine, when people don't listen to you, how do you feel? When you are born in a good family, people will listen to you. They will become obedient to you. That's because you are born in a higher class family. So experience that happiness. And not only that, people are born in hell for not respecting the ones who should be respected. Forget about high class, forget about low class, but if you are born in a hell, if you are born among animals, what protection we have then? So respect the ones who should be respected.
Bante, can we meditate while walking?
Well, while walking, a person can meditate. Why not? Buddha has told us to meditate in four postures. Now see how Buddha has explained how to practice meditation. Now in Karaniyametta Sutta, Tittang charang nisinnova sayanova yavatasya vigatamiddo etang sating adittaya brahmametang viharangidamaho. Whether you are staying in one place, standing, or walking, sitting, or lying on a bed, you should practice this loving kindness. So whether you are standing, walking, sitting, or lying down, in these four postures we can practice meditation. So even loving kindness meditation, Buddha Anusati, then contemplating the qualities of Sangha, all these good meditations, meditation techniques can be practiced. But just Anapanasati, you should sit and meditate. You should cross your legs and keep your back straight and meditate, because Anapanasati meditation should be practiced in that way.
Bante, how can kids help monks?
Kids can help monks in many ways. Now, kids, when they come to the Dhamma program, the first way is they can be obedient. Now, if someone is not going to a Dhamma school, how can a kid help the Sangha? Okay, one way is, there are three ways of offering dana. So you can offer dana to Mahasangha. If you don't have money, you can encourage your mother and father to offer dana to Mahasangha. If you do not have money, you can, whatever the pocket money that you have, you can collect and offer dana to Mahasangha. Then you can buy medicine for the Mahasangha. Then you can donate for the shelter for Mahasangha. Then you can buy robes for Mahasangha. So monks need to shave their head. So you can buy razors for Mahasangha. So you can buy soap for Mahasangha. You can offer soap for Mahasangha. Then you can clean the monastery where monks live. So that will help the Sangha to do meditation and practice meditation. So there are many ways you can help the monks. There are many ways you can help the nuns also. So then you can give transportation for Mahasangha. They go on Dhamma, they go to preach Dhamma. Then they go out to worship the sacred places of the Buddha. So you can offer transportation for Mahasangha. So there are many ways you can gain merit by helping the monks.
Paritta chanting, Karaniya Metta Sutta, the discourse on loving kindness. Turn to page 24 in your chanting book. If you don't have a copy of the Mahamewanawa chanting book, you can click on the show notes link to download a copy of this sutta. Today, we'll chant the sutta in Pali and English.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Karaniya matta kusalena yantang santang padang abhisamiccha sakko ujucha sujucha suvacho chassa mudu anatimani. One skilled in good, wishing to attain that state of peace, Nibbana, should act thus. He should be clever, upright, exceedingly upright, obedient, gentle, and humble, santusya kocha subharocha apakichocha sallahuka utti santindriyocha nipakocha apagabbo kulesu ananugiddo. He should be content, easy to support, with few duties, living lightly, controlled in senses, discerning, courteous and unattached to families. Nachakuddang samachare kinchi yena vinyo pare upavadeyum. Sukhino vake mino hantu sabbe satta bhavantu sukhitatta. One should not do any slight wrong which the wise might censure. May all beings be happy and secure. May all beings have happy minds. Ye kechipana bhutati tasava tavarava anavasesa digavaye mahantava majjimarasa kanukatula. Whatever living beings there may be, without exception, timid or fearless, long or large, medium, short, subtle or gross, ditta vayeva additta, yecha dure vasanti avidure, bhuta va sambhavesiva, sabbe satta bhavantu sukhitatta. Visible or invisible, living near or far, born or coming to birth. May all beings have happy minds. Na paro parang nikubbeta jnati manyeta katta chinang kanchi vyarosana patighasanya jnanya manyasa dukha michaya. Let no one deceive another, nor despise anyone anywhere, neither from anger nor ill will. Should anyone wish harm to another, mata yata niyang puttang ayusa eka putta manurakke evampi sabba bhutesu manasang bhavaye aparimanang. As a mother would risk her own life to protect her only child, even so towards all living beings, one should cultivate boundless loving kindness. Mettancha sabba lokasmin manasang bhavaye aparimanang uddang adocha tiriyancha asang badang averang asapattang. One should cultivate for all the world a heart of boundless loving kindness above, below and all around, unobstructed, without hatred or resentment. Tittang charang nisinnova sayanova yavatassa vigatamiddo etang sating aditteya brahma metang viharang idamahu. Whether standing, walking or sitting, lying down or whenever awake, one should develop this mindfulness. This is called divinely dwelling here. Dittincha anupagamma silava dasanena sampanno kamesu vinayya gedam nahi jatu gabbaseyam punaretiti. Not falling into wrong views, but virtuous and possessing right view, removing desire for sensual pleasures, one comes never again to birth in the womb. Etena sachena suvatti hotu. By this truth, may they all be well-being. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Raga dvesha moha nomati sitakin yutu vanne.
Endowed with a mind free of lust, hatred and delusion,
sil samadhi guna nuvanati nivansuvaya danne.
Being virtuous, wise with a concentrated mind, experiencing the happiness of Nibbana.
Tun lova vendu man labumata nitiyen himi vanne.
always worthy to receive reverential salutations from the beings from the three worlds.
Arahaṁ yana gunayen yutu budhu himi namadinne.
Venerating the great Buddha accomplished with the quality of Arahaṁ.
Sadhu sadhu mam Gautama munidu saranayanne.
Sadhu sadhu, wholeheartedly I go for refuge to the great sage Gautama Buddha. Dear children, the Blessed One was free from lust, anger and delusion. We should recall the Buddha's great abilities, what he achieved in life. We should always live by knowing the Buddha's teachings. Children, Buddha said, don't think unnecessary things. Try to think something valuable always. Among all the things that you could contemplate in this world, the greatest thing that you could contemplate is the Buddha's great qualities. Recollecting the Buddha's great qualities. So may you at least recollect the Buddha's great qualities 3 times a day at least and gain the ultimate protection for your lives. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Now let's share merits. Today, by body, speech, and mind, we've done many wholesome actions. When we do wholesome actions like this, we like for others to have happy minds thinking about what we've done. So, may all heavenly beings, may our teacher, Penwat Lokosoya Hunksa, may our parents, our relatives, our friends, all rejoice in this merit. May they soon experience for themselves the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.